China, the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter, has just launched the world's largest carbon trading market. Joining us from Shanghai is NPR correspondent Rob Schmitz. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy.
And once this goes into effect, it'll be the largest carbon trading scheme on the planet. Give us an idea of how big an impact it'll have.
Well, this is China, so size and scale are usually off the charts, and this is no exception. Just to give you an idea of the size of this new carbon market, it's going to be 1.5 times as large as the world's current largest carbon market, which is in the EU, and several times bigger than California's market, which is the largest in North America. And it's going to cover 3 billion tons of carbon dioxide emissions per year. So that's a tenth of all carbon emissions worldwide, and it will do so by forcing nearly 2,000 coal and natural gas power companies, that's a third of all power companies in China, to buy carbon credits from less polluting companies. And of course, that imposes a financial incentive on everyone to burn less carbon.
And it also will make China into, undoubtedly, the world's leader on climate change in a way.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and a lot of this has to do with the United States stepping down from its leadership position on this issue. As we know, President Trump has consistently cast doubt on whether humans cause climate change. He's appointed a man who agrees with this view to head the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And late last June, Trump announced he would remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. So that leaves a pretty big leadership vacuum globally. And it's only natural that China is now starting to fill it. China's leaders have traditionally been made up of engineers. Many of them have a background in the sciences. And across the board, they all agree that humans do cause climate change. They've seen it firsthand here on the ground in China. No other country emits as much carbon as China does. And nowhere on Earth can you see the environmental damage that humans cause as you can here in China.
Do China's leaders face any pushback when they make a decision like this on a carbon trading market?
You know, they don't, because I think that most Chinese people consider the leadership realm a realm that they really don't belong in. And, you know, I think in many ways, that's largely because when they do something like this, they usually do it right. The plan here is to conduct a 3-year test period before implementing the carbon transactions. And there are some, you know, there are some questions out there as to whether China can pull this off. But if China's domestic environmental policies in the last year are any guide, then yes, we can expect full implementation on this. You know, in the past year, China's Ministry of the Environment has waged a national campaign to reduce pollution. Inspection teams have closed tens of thousands of factories. You know, this has had a big impact on the air quality in the big eastern cities like Beijing and here in Shanghai. And so what's becoming clear to China's leadership is that pollution and issues like climate change are important to urban Chinese, so important that the leadership feels they're being judged by their citizens on how well they protect the environment.
What's the smog there like today where you are?
Well, you know, this is the big pollution season, so it's typically terrible this time of year. The air quality index is currently a little under 200, which is around twice as high as what the World Health Organization considers unsafe. So, yeah, not great, but better than previous years, I would say. And still, you know, my air filters are on here in my house.
And are authorities making the case that with this new carbon trade-in market that the smog will be a little better?
Well, I think they are telling people to wait and see. You know, these things don't happen overnight.
Right.
And, you know, and of course, with a country as large as China, I think that leaders generally don't promise too much because things generally tend to take a little time to change. But they are sort of guiding the future. You know, China does tend to change and sort of guide its change in 5-10 year plans. So it's quite different from the U.S.
One more thing, Rob. We're talking to you on a day when the Congress here in the U.S. is passing its tax cut package, which is going to add, by a lot of the analysts' estimates, $1.5 trillion to U.S. debt. China owns a lot of that debt. How are Chinese people feeling about this today?
You know, well, you're right. The Chinese do own a significant percentage of U.S. debt. But keep in mind here that, you know, the reason that China buys U.S. treasuries is to keep its own currency pegged to the dollar, which in turn, you know, sort of keeps the Chinese currency artificially low so that exports from China to the U.S. remain pretty cheap. So more U.S. debt might mean more opportunity for the Chinese to keep doing this and to keep exporting more affordable products to the U.S. and elsewhere.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.